Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my God. So horny. Nobody's using the Boom Boom Room except for my future task rabbit from my birthday party. Will you accept this rose? Literally, even with overnight suites. Did they just decide it's tacky to show, like, it's only okay to show the Boom Boom Room if it's with the Golden Bachelor? I don't understand. We didn't even see people, like, walk in and go, ooh, what a nice bed.
We saw them.
After. We saw shoes.
Yeah.
We saw shoes. Hello and welcome to the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. You guys, I can't believe it's December 8th and we're just finishing Bachelor in Paradise. Normally that's a September affair, but here we are, December 8th, Bachelor in Paradise, and I have three gentlemen breaking it down for me. With me to my right is a man with a mustache and a plan. You know him from our Patreon, from as being a Bravo super fan, a Bravo celebrity super fan. You know him from the Rock Tales with Amit Zappa, from the Brando cast, ladies and gentlemen, our friend, also the executive producer of Bachelor Silver Lake, Brendan Smith.
Well, so exciting. Bachelor in Silver Lake in Paradise.
Yes.
In Joshua Tree. Semicolon in Joshua. We just started production.
Uh-huh.
We took over an abandoned motel. We tricked it out and we added some Airstreams.
Okay.
So we're very excited.
That's
we have
fun.
25 men, women, non-binary,
yes,
polyamorous people down in the desert.
That's so fun.
All looking for love.
Is everybody on ketamine?
Well, you know, it is Bachelor in Silver Lake, so
okay, yeah,
whatever,
okay,
you want.
Great. Also across from me is a man that's going to be with us with Braden at Sketchfest.
Oh,
he's I can't even. We could discuss it right now. I can't. I'm actually starstruck. And Lori's so disappointed that her future boyfriend is taken right now, which we can discuss. You know him as the host of Doug Loves Movies, which I did in New York, which was so fun. No, we just did Doug's Movie Interruption.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at San Francisco Sketchfest. And Doug's, can I say that?
Yeah, you're all
can
over
I say
my
that?
Multiverse.
Am I allowed to say that or do you announce in advance? We can cut that out.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Okay, then let's cut it out.
No, don't cut it out because it's a surprise to people who don't know.
Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen,
you know what I mean?
The captain of the podcast, Doug Benson.
I want all of your fans and fans of this show to know that I'm going to be there because this is how crazy the fandom is for your show, Arden.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in a family arcade in San Antonio, Texas.
Uh-huh. This is exciting.
Enjoying some skee ball or
sure.
what have you.
Yeah.
And maybe a Papa Shot. And then, you know, as people do, because they have cocktails there.
Sure.
You know, there's kids running around, whatever.
Why?
A
yeah.
lady just backed up into me. And was kind of like, oh, sorry, excuse me, pardon me. And I was kind of like, yeah, it's kind of hard to get through here.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's no big deal, right?
Yeah.
And then 15 minutes later, same lady comes up to me.
Okay, great. Here for this.
You're Doug Benson, aren't you?
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
I listen to on the Will You Accept This Rose podcast.
Shout out to San Antonio skee-ball lady. I like, in my mind, she backed up with her ass wiggling, going, backing it up like a bus sound, like beep, beep, or like did like a steam.
I mean,
like,
there's so many beeping noises in there. That's probably why we collided.
That's fun.
I didn't hear the backup beep.
And look, you're beloved on the pod. For those of you who are newer to the pod, Doug came in during the pandemic where they were filming it at La Quinta, and he loved it so much, he went and stayed at La Quinta, and that's why he's the captain of the podcast.
Wow.
Also with us is a man who doesn't know the ride that he agreed to be on. He's been. I did a show with him. I did a stand-up show with him. I did the Peacock show with him, and he was so funny. And he's been messaging me about the Golden Bachelor, and I'm always like, when people independently reach out about their love of the franchise, and I know that you had a lot of thoughts about the finale, and I want to talk to all of you gentlemen mm-hmm. about the finale. And then I was like, do you watch Bachelor in Paradise? So we're inviting the final rookie of the season, the last minute rookie of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Portlandia. You know him from Baskets. He's a brilliant stand-up comedian, Mikey Campman.
Wow. Hey.
Hi.
Truly rookie of the year.
Yeah, you're rookie of the year.
Golden Bachelor was my first ever Bachelor experience.
Oh, wow.
And now, 4, 5, 7 weeks later, 9 weeks later, I'm talking about Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay, now here's a question. Did you love Golden Bachelor so much that you hopped onto Paradise?
I loved the energy of Golden Bachelor so much that I was like saying yes to the world.
That's so great. Now, how did you guys all feel about the finale of the Golden Bachelor? Doug.
Well, first of all, before I forget to say it, I just want to mention that I was doing some research on the Footloose motion pictures.
Sure.
As one does, you know, when you're doing research for nothing in particular.
Sure.
And the song Almost Paradise,
okay.
The very recording
yes.
of it is in Footloose.
Wow. And did it make you proud to come to the podcast?
Kevin Bacon Footloose.
Yeah.
Well, just maybe I saw that movie a ton of times when it came out initially because yeah. I worked at the movie theater where it was playing.
Yeah.
And but I never put it together. I always knew that that was a hit song that they used. That was a corny hit song they used.
I didn't know that it was in
on
Footloose.
On Paradise. Yeah. But it is from Footloose
That's
initially.
That's incredible. It is. So it's 1 degree from Kevin Bacon. That's yeah, incredible.
It
also
really
with
is.
Us, Katie Levine.
Oh, yes. Don't forget.
Your show said Anna, Dr. Banana is gone. She's with, but she'll be back next year. She's just been on tour with all the Workaholics guys. So, Mikey, how did you feel about the finale of Golden Bachelor?
I loved it.
You loved it.
Yeah, I did love it. I mean, I was hooting and hollering in my house. Like,
you wanted Teresa. Of the final two.
Of the final two, yeah.
Who is your overall pick? Who is your favorite gal? Who do you want to be bachelorette?
I mean, I was with Faith and I was with her.
I've been with Faith.
I've been with Faith.
Yeah.
And then I definitely felt like Ellen deserves
some
love.
I love Ellen.
Yeah.
Who would you like to be bachelorette, Doug?
I liked Ellen a lot. I think Ellen would be good. I think Ellen would be really good.
How did you feel about Teresa winning? Did you think they were cute?
I liked her with him, you know. And,
yeah.
And, you know, yeah, that seems,
they
that
are
seems
cute.
Like it'll work. I don't know what a 2 hour, you think the wedding's going to be 2 hours?
Oh, yeah. But you know they're going
to
bring all
what
the gals.
There to cover?
It's going to be Susan yeah. Meatball. We're going to have the meatball. We're going to have the moly. Yeah. We're going to have farting. We're going to have Susan's going to do the hair. All you think the whole bridesmaids are going to be
they're
people?
They're going to put so much money into that because they used a Taylor Swift song for the commercial,
what?
Which played multiple times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
And I was like, oh, they put money into this.
Okay. By the way, it's the most highest watched franchise that like they've ever, like, this is it. So,
do you remember the sitcom Gary Unmarried?
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Jay Moore was playing Gary and Gary Unmarried.
Yeah.
But I just think of it every time I hear of Gary the Bachelor.
Gary Unmarried.
Being Gary Unmarried, but that's going to end on January 4th. Is it going to really be live, or are they going to just film it and then chop it up?
What if it was live and like something happened?
Oh my God, what if it was live, just like the Love is Blind reunion that they fucked up and that was live?
I don't know.
How did you feel about Teresa?
Well, full disclosure, I apologize. Because I'm so immersed right now in Southern Charm, Winter House,
yeah,
Beverly
you're busy,
Hills
you're
House.
Busy.
I'm
you're
very busy.
Busy. You're
it's
busy.
A Bravoverse.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot. You're a busy man.
I just, you know, you got to choose your.
You got to pick your battles. I have to tell you, Golden Bachelor was so good. I cried
8 times watching
it. Well, I love the fact that they really stayed out in the Agoura Hills, Thousand Oaks area for a lot of their dates. So that was exciting for me early on, but I did not. It opened up a whole new world for me. Before we go on,
yes,
can
please.
I say one thing very exciting about sitting across the table from Doug?
Yes, obviously.
Let me tell you, very quick story. I think it's the year of our Lord, 1998, maybe the very beginning of 1999.
Hot.
Maybe. I was dating a young woman named Lou Thornton.
Fun name. And feels fake.
One night she's like, we're going to go to a comedy show at the HBO Workspace.
Okay. On Santa Monica Boulevard.
And I'm going to make you dress up like me. We're going to go dressed up each other tonight.
Like to look like you were dressed like her and she was dressed like you.
Lou wanted you to dress like her?
Lou wanted you to dress
jeans,
like...
Jeans, brown sweater, hat.
That was her.
We both showed up. And it was Doug Benson's show at the old HBO Workspace on Seward.
Okay. Yeah.
And she kind of knew you, I think, and afterwards. But the look that you gave me was like, dude, what a failure. Seriously,
what are you doing?
But it was a comic.
Have you guys done this podcast together?
No, never.
You're both such regulars. That's wild. Here we go. Let's get going.
It's very exciting for me to see you.
Well,
again.
That's great. I feel like I could redeem myself, maybe.
What a failure.
I hope, I'm glad I was wearing sunglasses today. So if I did give you that same look, you didn't see it.
A quarter of a century.
Yes, exactly. That's
insane.
How old were you? 4?
No, come on, man. 14.
Okay. There you go. But he even felt it somewhere like sophomore year in high school. He felt the sting. He knew his future friend had just been wounded by his
it was
captain.
Probably 1998.
You'll feel how old I am when I make references to like, oh, this guy reminds me of Spiro Agnew. Things like that.
Well, here we are, and we have Baby Jess, which I cannot handle the title Baby Jess for a grown-ass woman. Baby Jess and Mercedes are sulking because their guys are gone, and they just want to, like, get back. We just have to, like, get back. And Jess is sad because she would put on her outfits for Blake, and she's like, who am I putting on my bikini for today? Who am I impressing? I mean, if that... She started to really lose me. It's like, it's like if your whole thing is just to be admired, like, but you didn't actually want to date the guy.
You pushed him away.
You pushed him away. But you liked it when he admired you and made you feel pretty. It's like.
She's not.
Come on. Are you going to pretend like you don't lie in bed in the morning and say, who am I putting my bikini on for today?
Every morning when I put on my work bikini. I put on my power shoulders and my bikini. I was like, you're right. I put on my best bikini for this.
The TaskRabbit guys who are going to work your party.
You guys, can we just say I'm having my birthday party tomorrow night, and every year I get a different male TaskRabbit. This year I got a lady because she's not been... And each guy hits on every woman at the party.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, so... What did you think of her, of Baby Jess and her, like, I need to be admired bikini?
Jesus, what about putting on the bikini for the rest of the world? She's on a TV show.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be seen by everybody. I cannot get over how they all act like...
Look at this person.
They all act like they're in some sort of, dystopian game show where if they don't fall in love and get married on that island, they're just going to perish.
And literally...
Like, why can't they just go and have fun and see what happens? They all act they have to... Just arguing over the word engagement was insane.
I think I already want to just out of the bat give like the number one win, like the tweet of the week to me. And I want to not fuck over this person by doing it this early. But it was such a really solid point. Okay, so this was, hold on, let me find it. This is about Kylie. And this was, this is from Cheyenne Constant, who won last week, Trixie Firecracker. Kylie was so focused on the emoji flirting on Instagram that she forgot that while he did do fantasy suits with Rachel, they broke up because he wasn't ready to get engaged at the end of that season.
Oh, right.
I forgot that too.
I forgot that too.
Yes.
I mean, just the
it's
the
been like 4 weeks
obsession with that ring. The engagement. We've seen it before and before. And it's like, just like
it's been 4 weeks.
I hate it because it's like he's saying, "I love you. I want to be with you. Yes. I want to be a real couple with you." And it's like, honestly, you probably have a way better chance at just leaving as a couple.
The ones
than
that get
that
married,
pressure.
Most of the ones that get married are the ones that don't leave engaged.
Exactly, they just leave as a couple.
I mean,
wouldn't you guys slip if you were totally into somebody? And you wanted
Brendan
to,
is
like,
asking the fellas
them.
Right now.
I'm asking the fellas. Wouldn't you like write a little note and like slip it to them so when production wasn't looking, it was like, look, let's fucking date after the show.
That's what most of my questions are about. It's about when are they, what's
let's
all
talk,
the secret stuff that's going on when the camera's not rolling, you know?
Well, we did see.
In terms of Boom Boom Room.
Okay.
Well,
they're not using it. So it used to be we would get like night vision. Like, so there's an actual Boom Boom Room that's on the property.
Yeah.
And you had to, it happened after there was like a consent learning thing. So then, because it used to be that people could sort of fuck at any palapa that they wanted.
And then
something happened, and then they made it be
something bad.
So then they made it be like, you have to go like sober, say to the producers, I'm consenting to go in. We both want to go in. You have to sort of log it in. But most seasons,
there was a massive scandal.
Okay, we get it. Yeah. Okay, so we don't need to bring it down. Yeah, everybody gets the gist.
But we would see them be like, oh, who's using the boom
Well,
boom
and literally
tonight?
There was such a lineup. Like the couple that got quote unquote married in front of none of their family and friends, when we all know they got married in Puerto Rico for real. Like,
yeah, what the fuck?
They got married in front of like five people they've never met before, and the chefs at like the La Escondida Resort.
That was so weird.
But there's like, no more romantic way to spend your wedding, right? Immediately after the ceremony, then giving advice to young couples
who
have known each other for 5 weeks.
At a rave after party.
Where the art department just runs out to the 99 Incense store.
Oh, and also
near that
neon.
Yeah.
Everybody wear neon color things that are skimpy.
So hot.
Oh my God.
The amount that, like, Anthony actually asked me, like, what's wrong with Jesse? Like, why is he so
wet? I mean, Olivia, I felt bad for her because she was in some kind of like either a silk dress or like a silk blend, and she had like crotch sweat in
I
the front.
So bad for them all. Because
I
made them
like,
sit there
and,
for like
and
5 hours.
And who wouldn't? Like, anyway, point being, there used to be, including Mari and Kenny, used to just like, Kenny with multiple ladies. He basically like lived in the Boom Boom Room, and there was like a rotating cast of like sign up sheet to like get your time with Kenny in the Boom Boom Room. No one is even like, it's almost like they shut it, like it got condemned.
Yeah.
Like the room.
They even all kind of acted like they weren't sure, you know, about going to fantasy suites.
Oh, like overnight. Like,
if you like someone, like that's a big part of a relationship.
The other thing
you should explore it.
It was also like you have the chance to go, like, even if you're not gonna
just
get
cuddle.
Married, like, or go, like, don't you want a night alone with a person you've been flirting with? All, like, none of them seem like actually.
Yeah, you. I mean, you don't have to sex. You can make out. You can do other stuff.
Exactly.
But it's like, I don't.
Okay.
Get it.
So Kat and John Henry get a date. You guys, I mean, paddleboarding. How did Kat become like? This narrative, this whole...
I like looked at my watch like, this show is 3 hours tonight to make way for Kat to have a lovely date.
I can't. You don't write the whole thing out. I sat down and I'm like, are you fucking... Like, I set my whole party up alone. You know what I mean? I'm like, I set the whole fucking thing up alone. I'm like, are you 3 hours? You couldn't just do two? We learned from Bachelor, Golden Bachelor,
well,
you can do it in one.
That's strike.
That's the strike.
Well, especially
that's
strike. As
that's
someone,
the effect of the strike.
I'm here on the scene in Paradise because of Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking 3 hours, like, I want that time back on GB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
wanted
know what
a
mean?
Golden Bachelor. Me too. I think they didn't know the hit that they were going to have.
I think they extended Golden Bachelor longer than, like, one
They
more
got as much
leave.
Out of it as they could.
Yeah, they had to.
When, like, in the second to last week, you're watching the... scene where they had the flash mob in the diner. You're watching that again. Like, this show, they're stretching.
And the fake diner in the North Valley.
But they only charted it for 8 episodes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't know.
They didn't
Everything
know.
Had to stretch.
They didn't know. And they also
Gary John Gary now.
John, dude, John Henry, man, I'll tell you, this guy, so they're paddleboarding with the black bar on her bikini ass.
It's an incredible in-season turnaround for somebody.
I gotta tell you,
it really, really is unique.
Full psycho, screaming so loud in your confessional that everyone else on the beach is like, we can't have a conversation because Kat is screaming so loud.
I mean, and then to actually then full circle have a moment where I'm like,
good for you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you're like, you know what? You moved out at 17. You lived in like a group home. I actually was like, you know what? I do. I wish her well.
It's no excuse for her behavior, but no, I hope she learns from this.
Me too. Because I just fear when you have a temper, you have a temper.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a dog's got to eat before the other dogs.
Big
or
dog
she
gotta
might not
see,
get any.
Big dog
got to
eat. Later, she was like being really friendly with Olivia.
I saw that.
And I was like, what is happening?
All the women have always had her back, even at her craziest moments. I've always been like, how is she such good friends
Olivia,
with the women?
She fucked over Olivia.
She did. That's
she
what I'm saying.
Care.
Why didn't none of the women seem to mind that?
She must. I mean, like, maybe it was. I mean, I would say it was an edit, but like, we know it wasn't an edit. Like, we saw her do really mean things.
That's the thing. You can't say, oh, I was edited badly when you're breaking things, screaming and going, fuck you. Like, that's edited with you on camera doing that.
She did post something on Instagram saying that she was watching it back and was not proud of her behavior.
But she did this in the main season, too.
I know. And so that I'm hoping she learns. Maybe John Henry, he seems so chill. Maybe he'll calm her down a bit.
They look like a couple.
He
looks like a quarterback who played at Purdue, and that was it. It was all right. And then that's his lady.
Honestly?
Like they were, their uniforms matched.
I was happy they got engaged. Is that crazy?
By the way, I said that on the Wells show where we had Wells. I picked them to go the distance.
You did.
And he did a mislead by basically saying, you're all wrong.
I can't believe how wrong you all are.
Well, he had to protect the franchise.
Right.
He's always working to protect the franchise.
We didn't have enough wells last night.
It's a deep well of deceit, if you ask me.
Yeah, there's the well. That's the... So they go on the date, and he was like, I like that you're really tough on the outside, but a gooey interior. I'm like, you like it now. She's not screaming at you and breaking the pinata, and like it's fine until it explodes at you. Have you ever dated a person with a temper?
That pulls her hair like she does?
Oh, the hair pull. And it's different than when Jess was twirling remember when Jess was playing with Mercedes' hair at the bar?
That was so weird.
That was weird.
That was a really weird moment.
Yeah, the cat's hair twirl. Have you dated a rager?
No.
Mikey?
No. Well, not up front.
But then it turned into a rager.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Everybody has.
Yeah.
Have you dated a rager, Doug?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Have you dated a rager?
I was raised by a rager.
I know.
I see that coming from a fucking mile away.
I was raised by a rager, too.
Yeah. I know what it's like to get a pot thrown at you. I know what it's like to get a toaster thrown at you.
Wow.
So if I see any of that kind of like, nope, now we're out.
Yeah, I can't.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Nice to meet you, lady.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Okay, so then... She's like, I like how supportive you are. Oh, he goes, I love how caring and supportive you are. You have a tough shell, and I love that. And she's like, and she's like, I do put on an exterior hard shell, but I've had some adversity. I want to change generational trauma. I mean, that's actually like a good thing.
Yeah.
My dad had four wives. I moved out when I was 17. I lived in a group home. I didn't speak to my family. I was embarrassed and I wanted to pretend. You know what? All that stuff I can understand.
Yeah.
Like, and that's actually like, that sounds like really hard. And you've been really awful to everybody. Still, hurt people.
The trauma bonding conversation. It's an important one to
have.
It's
a classic
one. Comes right after the drug conversation.
Which is what? What's a drug conversation?
What's the hardest drug you've ever done? Kind of thing where you sit down.
I've
and you
nibbled
talk
a
about
couple mushrooms.
Nights.
What's the hardest drug you've ever done?
LSD, probably.
What's the hardest drug you've ever done?
This drug that had like a. It was like a bunch of numbers and letters combined together.
Oh, that's
you know
fun.
What I mean? One of those ones?
Yeah.
Like a designer one? Where you're like...
Nexium.
I took LSD alone at Metallica in 1991 at the Forum.
Wow.
And at one point during the show, I thought that they were teaching us how to... go out and basically conquer Santa Monica after the show.
Wow.
Like we are all going to leave the Forum as one unit and like literally go and
go
like
the Third Street Prom.
That's what I thought they were asking me to do.
Did you see the tour where they pretended that all everything broke down? Like there was like
yeah, yeah.
an accident on stage and a guy runs across on fire. Like the amount of time I was so high, the amount of time I was believing what was happening was way too long. You know, like so embarrassing once you realize. But even once you realize, it's still like so exciting.
That's fun.
To have such a theatrically weird thing happen. especially back then, you didn't get it spoiled on Twitter.
What's your hardest drug? What's your hardest drug, Doug?
Just like mushrooms or that kind of thing.
Katie?
I've only ever done weed. I smoked something laced once, though, and I don't know what it was laced with, and it fucked me up hard.
I had a little nibble once of a mushroom chocolate bar, but like so small weed, and I'm not good at it. Yeah. So then he said, listen, 7 years ago, I had depression. I never told anybody, but you make me feel very comfortable. It feels safe to tell. I'm like, I don't mean to belittle it. Haven't we all had depression? Like 7 years ago?
Yeah.
How about last Tuesday? What are you talking about? Like, wow.
But maybe I mean, a lot of men won't admit it. So
okay, you're right. All right.
John Henry is special.
Yeah, he immediately pats himself on the back for admitting it. So that's... took a lot of strength on his part.
I like
part.
John Henry. I think he's the hottest sweet. One on the
is
beach.
Is he the first dude to have
you
a
do
fully
or you don't.
Sleeved arm?
I do.
Is he the first dude on the Bachelor franchise
has,
a fully...
Kenny has a ton of tattoos.
Kenny has, because Kenny had, like, I believe an American flag, like rooster cock down
he
to his dick.
Yeah, but
down
he,
to his
I don't
dick.
Know if he had a full sleeve. He might be the only one.
He had, like stars and stripes down to a rooster cock that went down into his pubes. So, no. The answer is no.
All right. I got a really awesome idea for a tattoo. Stick with me. I'm going to sit in the chair here. We're going to have a party. So... You know what a rooster is?
Okay. So then he goes, she said, I don't have any intention like of not leaving here with you. And he goes, you moving out at 17 is my new favorite thing about you. And then he said, I can see a potential engagement. And she says, he sees me how I want to be seen by my person. I got to tell you. As awful as she's been, I found them cute and I was happy for them.
And I think he will balance her out.
Agreed.
And
they seem like, I mean, like just judging from like, it seems like they're doing well.
Yeah, I know.
And that they were both
by their
chill,
pictures.
Like, they seem like also without being like, where's the engagement? Like that they were both like, yeah, that's cool.
We're exploring things. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see where
it goes. I checked.
No, wait, they got engaged.
No, they got engaged, but like, they're not rushing. They're
yeah,
not,
that's
like,
right.
Why is that his favorite thing about her though?
I think maybe because she was like the thing, her wound is like beautiful that she told him maybe, like that she was brave enough.
He means the specific act of leaving home at 17 is what he loves about her.
Yeah.
He wants somebody impulsive.
Okay.
And also easy to break up with. Because he's got to see the writing on the wall that the first argument they have, she's going to be...
Gone Girl?
You know, really.
Rosamund Pike and Gone Girl?
Like, he has to have seen the show by now. Mm. Like, all the stuff that, you know, all of her diary room scenes.
Yeah.
It is interesting that, because they're both seem pretty dumb. I mean, not in a mean way, right? I mean, that's elephant in the room, right?
Yeah.
And yet, somehow, they in this scene together, they deliver the most substance of the entire season.
You know what's fascinating? I love that's that like, you yeah. came in hot from Golden Bachelor to Paradise, not knowing who any of these players are. That's a very astute. I like the fresh eyes of our newest rookie. Yeah. Like, that's true. That is the most astute conversation.
Well, the rest of us have been sucked into hot people world where the rules are a little bit different.
Yeah.
So
Mikey's hearing fresh eyes.
Yeah, he's fresh eyes.
Okay, well, we'll be talking about them later. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yes! It's time for Bachelor in Paradise! mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So we have Jess and Tanner. They're playing with the dog. Tanner just seems like he was like, it's wild. Like all these people that were pursued, he was like the fuck boy. He should have just stuck with the one that with the two eye colors that he lifted up, like Mikey.
It's the irony that all he got from going to paradise was Tanner.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he did. He just got Tanner.
Yeah, has no riz. He has no game.
He has no game. Like watching the, I think this is like just like a tall white guy who's probably just been hit on in a manner, like he's probably had to have no game his entire life because he's like a tall white guy.
Yeah, and as a dude from Pittsburgh, I was rooting for Tanner, mm-hmm. but he disappointed me.
He, like, with the two-colored eye lady.
Davia.
Yeah. All he would talk about with her and to other people about her was her goddamn eyes. That was all he had. Like, mm-hmm. He's not a guy who's interested in people and able to give that back to them.
No. Mm. In some ways, Jess is the perfect person because it's like, I like your bikini. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he should have been with her, but they were misaligned somehow.
And, like, he was so clearly just wanting to be on for, like, fame and women sliding into his DMs after. Like, he should have just stuck with Rachel or Davia and just like stayed the course, and he did it.
Is there some insight on Davia? Why did she come and go?
She wasn't. Unfortunately, I think a lot of these people are so insecure that if you don't have status in the franchise, so like she got cut like very early on her season. So I think for a lot of people, if you don't have some kind of a lot of followers from it, or you didn't make it really far, they want to pair up with the high status people.
The only person breaking the rule is John Henry, who was cut night one, and then he came in
and grocery store Joe.
Yeah, and John Henry this season comes in, and every woman is like, John Henry? They were fucking obsessed.
By the way, he was cute.
He's so hot.
If he was just John, he wouldn't have gone nearly as far. There's something about having to say two whole names.
Listen,
like
Doug
that
Kevin,
every time.
You know that. Doug Kevin knows very well what that's like.
But yeah.
So then Aaron and Eliza get a date, which we'll get to. Kylie knows that Avon is the one and she wants to get engaged. She's discouraged. So Aaron and Eliza go have a smoke ceremony with this beautiful shaman, and they have to do a fire ceremony. And it just felt like, look, she let herself get captured last year. Yeah. She did. You can tell she's not. She looks like a hostage situation. Like, blink. If she's like just willing herself. It's happening again because she's so pretty that I think when he's like, I like your skin, your smile. Like, it's nothing about her inside. It's like you're a beautiful doll.
And also, like, I think she didn't want, because last season she fucked over Rodney and the audience and everyone there turned against her because they liked Rodney so much. I think this season she's like, I'm not going to do that. Everyone's going to love me this season. And I think that influenced a lot of her decisions, which was unfortunate because I really wish she had listened to her heart, because I think she knew maybe she wasn't, you know, maybe they aren't right for each other.
You can see her trying to push the voices down in her head. So they did the smoke ceremony and they're like, so what are your fears in a relationship? And he's like, rejection. Rejection is a fear. Choosing someone, not getting chosen back. And she's like, I hear that. And he's like, I want jubilant, everlasting love. And I see an engagement with you. And then her reply was, are you being so serious? That's not an I'm excited. No. That's like a people pleasing, trying to seem happy, but not able to say it back.
Yeah.
She goes,
She's smiling pretty big when she says it, though.
I know, but that's a nervous people pleaser. I'm wired like that. So it's like, are you being so serious? And then she's panicking because she's like, you have to say something. So she's like, I am falling for you too. I would say the same thing on this show. And it's like, I mean, not like 22-year-old me would have been not looking like Eliza, but feeling like Eliza if I didn't want to be with somebody. And I wouldn't know how to get out of it. And then she's like, I feel the same and insecure. I can't.
And then he's like, eggs, bagel.
Yeah, eggs. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, my God. He knows
well
my
done.
Breakfast
Mango
order.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Oh, my God.
Are you so serious?
It's giving breakfast. It's giving eggs.
Stop.
It's giving life. It's giving engagement. It's giving panic. It's giving Stockholm syndrome. Doug, what did you think of this date?
It's giving tree. I didn't. A 3-hour finale episode shouldn't have dates, you know? where they're going through all those kind of date motions, you know, like here's your activity, you know, maybe take them somewhere really cool, but then have them have a real discussion.
Yeah. Your families are here. You know what I mean? Like, this is her sister. You know what I mean? Like if you're about to get engaged, it's been like 3 weeks at Club Med. You know what I mean?
They got to edit the show more like Survivor, where, like, you know, at tribal council, you really don't know which way it's going to go sometimes. Yep. And last night, you just had a feeling about all the couples that everyone's just going to be like, we got our TV time. Now let's just skate out of here and
it really
have
felt
a relationship for a respectable amount of time so we can build our Instagrams.
I mean, I love this franchise. I love this version. And this was, I think, the worst season they've ever had.
It was absolutely the worst season. It was just like boring.
It was boring. And it was fake.
I mean, Kat really was the highlight because she was so overdramatic about everything.
It felt like influencer camp.
Yes.
It felt like influencer camp.
I felt like there was no relationship like Jade and Tanner, or I know Brandon and Serene did break up, but like their relationship, like they really did love
Grocery
each other.
Grocery store Joe.
Grocery store Joe and Serena.
There was hardly any like threats amongst the men, like hardly any fights.
Yeah. Carly and Evan.
Like there just wasn't that, like nobody seemed to connect.
Did you like it, Brendan?
Wow, what a fast!
They didn't even grow out together that hard this time either. The bros didn't seem as tight as they are sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating analysis.
What did you think? What did you think?
Well, I always think it's influencer camp.
Yeah,
I always feel it's hot people world.
This felt
we're not
more
gonna,
though.
Interesting.
Did you watch the whole season?
I did watch the whole season. Maybe I'm just so used to Bravo. Because the level of conflict is like 10 times lower than it is on Bravo, where everyone is coked up and hammered the entire time on Klonopin, just zonked out
and
fighting over everything.
And they know they're not interesting unless they're raising their voice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, you know, they know that's what everybody's there for.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so sometimes when someone does that, like I feel like for this entire season, Mercedes went to reality TV school before, again, going on Bachelor in Paradise. She knows how to, like, play it up at times. But it was casual. Yeah, Kat did, but by design, because she was forged in fire. I mean, can you imagine this being 17 and the kind of home that she was in? I'm sure that was fucking chaos.
I love that about her, though.
Right.
It's my favorite thing about her. Yeah. It's the best part about her.
So, in conclusion, let's bring Kat onto the next season of Summer House. Oh. Andy Cohen, if you're listening.
She would be good.
She would be great.
And because she is hot.
And but I bet she loves a cocktail.
Unless she and John Henry last.
Mm-hmm. They could go as a couple.
That would be kind of funny if they were like the only couple that really did last.
They might. I actually they might. They have a chance.
They might. They match.
They could both go on the challenge.
Yeah, there you go.
Do all these people live in San Diego?
Yes.
San Diego.
Newport, Laguna,
contestant farm.
It used to be Nashville, and now it's moved. They've moved their headquarters from Nashville to San Diego.
Yeah.
We have to do a show in San Diego.
Yes, we'll do an American Comedy Club right in the guest line. They can all come. John Henry, come.
That'd be wild.
I've seen people throw up in, like, girls in black dresses throw up into trash cans.
Oh, yes.
Walking home from when I did stand up there, walking home to my hotel.
She was on season 7. Mm-hmm. She was on, like, that person throwing up over there is on season 3.
There are buses around the South that move hot people to San Diego.
How do they?
There must be.
How do people actually, like, I don't know that they're... engagement is so high anymore. Like, how do they pay their rent? Like, I don't know. I don't think it's what it used to be.
Yeah, I don't know how they.
How do
make
they
money?
Actually pay for themselves?
Well, you mean social media money?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of them still have real jobs. Like, I could see John Henry being like, "No, I still like welding underwater."
I guess in San Diego, you could weld underwater.
Yeah.
But I cut you off when you said, "But they started with money."
Yeah.
Are you saying a lot of them come from?
All, yeah. I mean, I think Kat's story is kind of.
You think they're rich kids?
A unique one, yeah. I don't think
interesting.
Doug, are you going to get your
ears? And I bet you those people she ran out on at 17 probably did have money. She
you
didn't
could
run
ask...
out on her parents because they were too poor.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you're going to get your ears pierced before you meet Brayden.
I really feel like I should.
Or we should at least get you clip on your ears. We should get you clip on like.
That's like going to the library and not having a bookshelf.
Can we discuss the fact that he is... Our king is so savvy that he is dating Mandrell. Brilliant. If you want to stay relevant while getting kicked off of Paradise, hooking up with Mandrell was a genius move.
When I saw that, I was like, I'm sorry, he's dating. Oh, that makes sense. At first I was like, what? And then I was
he
like,
he better bring
sense.
Her to the live show.
Well, where does he live?
San Diego.
He still lives in San Diego?
Yes.
And she lives in
Nashville. Nashville, the two capitals.
How do they make that work? Does Southwest have a direct flight?
There's a bachelor shuttle that goes back and forth between Nashville and San Diego.
Yeah, there is.
Maybe she moved to San Diego.
I could see that.
She might have moved to San Diego. Maybe she realized.
They were posting photos on a boat. And I'm
that
like,
felt
no
like
boats
San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how they also at the very end they're like, Brayden almost died off the coast.
That
like,
was so quick.
What is that
it
about?
So quick.
With who?
So he
and the firefighter Aaron who looked 60 but was 31.
Another one of their friends, they were on a boat and they were fishing and the line got wrapped around like the rudder or as part of the engine and it like almost like capsized the boat somehow and it sunk and they were treading water for hours. And apparently it was Brayden's military training that helped save them. And then somebody
on
another
do?
Boat, they were miles off the coast and they were just treading water.
That's hard. Treading water is
they might
hard.
Have had life
said
jackets,
things
I don't
like,
know.
Don't swallow this water.
But a boat that was like far
keep
away
swimming.
Just saw something shiny and was like, oh, what's that? And they come over and it was them. And they had been in the water
that's
for
their
hours.
Shiny chest.
Wow. It was Jess's glitter was all over them still.
It's crazy,
that's
though.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm glad they didn't die. That was
oh my God,
scary.
Of course. Of course. So now, any final things with are you being so serious before we go like the one-on-one date with Aaron and Eliza? Are you being so serious right now?
Look, I got sucked into them. As much as you can believe in a couple out of paradise.
She didn't seem happy. You thought she seemed happy?
It's nerves. You're coming into the final deal and they're both aware because, you know, everyone around them, the fucking PA with the computer hooked up to his chest and the whole thing, like, they're coming down to an engagement.
And they've known each other for 2 weeks.
Exactly. So that's
like
that's
a sandals, yeah. Puerto Vallarta sandals.
At one point during their journey, a former bachelorette showed up specifically to stir up shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That wasn't even really there.
Oh, yes.
Stirred up some fake shit.
Yes.
So they've been through a lot, those two. It's been a rough 5 weeks.
But we did see that it's not going well. Yes. Okay. I think that's interesting. Well, okay. Let's just stay on them.
They're still working on it.
So we do couple to couple.
Okay. So we'll have to come back. But I have written it out in order.
All right. Then we'll keep going.
So now we come back. Jess is playing with Mercedes Braid, talking at the bar. That was. Imagine if I was sitting here. Just hanging on like a horse braid.
Doing that, actually.
And the way she was staring off, it really just seemed like she was like getting her close up in a Sofia Coppola movie or something. Like, she just had such a weird expression on her face. And then Kat says something to her.
She was
and
like,
I thought,
hey.
I thought her and Kat were going to fight or something.
She was like, hey, can I talk? She was like, no. She's like, are you sure? Like, no, Kat, no. And I was like, what happened?
Yeah, it was. She was being so weird to Kat, which, you know, is you can't say it's unjustified because Kat's so strange, but still.
So Jess doesn't want to talk to Kat. She leaves and starts crying. And, like, her narrative, she's like, this just never works out for me. I'm like, you got in your own way, dude.
Yeah, TMC, too much crying.
TMC, too much crying. Doug, have you had TMC?
I can't believe one of the 10 dudes she met over that fake summer, late summer, didn't become the man she's going to marry and have children with.
I can't believe it. She brought her engagement dress. She brought her best bikinis to wow him.
Yeah, like Leslie really wrote my vows out.
Oh.
Psycho.
Yeah, wrote out the vows.
Yeah, so she's just like... You know, just put the bikini on.
My stomach for minutes at a time.
You don't need to overcomplicate this. Just put the bikini on.
Put out the bikini on, put the glitter on, and just
and
go do a walk
time.
By.
Be in
the
present
glitter
moment.
This season. You never see it happening, but you just was there all the time.
The glitter was a lot. The glitter
just
was a lot.
Just patches of glitter. Just like from a distance, it looked like they were dirty.
Are you going to wear glitter to my birthday party?
If you insist.
I insist. Or at least at the live show at Sketchfest.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jess pulls Tanner and is pouting. Baby Jess. She's like, I want to be at home. I want to go home. So then she leaves and everyone starts sobbing as if they're surprised that there's an end date to paradise. Like, what is even happening right now? You're like, you knew contractually it was going to end June 3rd. So like, it's June 2nd. Why are you... crying, being like paradise is falling apart.
They're sad because she is free. She's not stuck with somebody that she has to pretend to be in a relationship for an Instagram amount of time.
She got out. So everybody's crying. There's tears. They're crying. Tanner's leaving. Everybody's like people are like, would she left? Sobbing. Like, it's like theater camp and somebody didn't get to be Jesus isn't Jesus Christ Superstar. They gave it, you know, people didn't, their background again. They're not Mary Magdalene. It's just like, it's too much. Doug.
I didn't get to say goodbye. Yeah. It's like, they're always saying that on these shows.
It's like, you're going to see them back at the Hyatt in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Do we know, Katie, do we know if people actually... If like production picks you up in the van, Steve from transportation picks you up and takes you to the airport.
No, I think you go to the
sequestered on the other side of the resort.
I think you go to the Vedanta.
You go to,
you
like
go
a,
to the Vedanta,
which is nicer.
Okay, and, so take me to the Vedanta.
Or you get right
I'm
out
excited.
Of the van and go get your shit from your room. Like, they always make it look like they just shove them in a van
know,
and they're
packing.
Heading out of town. You know,
right. Take it to secondary location. Just get in the back of the van.
I think they go to the Vedanta for like.
By the way, the Vedanta has.
I do want to.
The Vedanta has air conditioning. Yeah. They've got nice beds. They have plumbing.
Yeah. Blake left, right? You know?
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Vedanta for presumably a couple days, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe has Boom Boom Room with his ex-fiance.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
And then comes back and is like, I'll be the best man for an afternoon. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's a good situation idea.
I think it's like a bullpen and they just keep all the cast members around until they're done shooting.
In case
you can bring anybody back.
In case they need to stir shit like Blake. They needed Blake.
And that's where they are before they come in, too.
At the other resort.
Vedanta, yeah.
All right, you know what?
So I'd be psyched. Yeah, let's go.
Let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about somebody that they pulled from the Vedanta. What is your fantasy?
You.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. So here we are.
From the Vedanta.
Pulled from the Vedanta.
Do tell.
This summer.
So Kylie.
One man.
Is pulled from the Vedanta.
Pulled from the Vedanta.
Meet him at the Palapa. He's been pulled from the Vedanta.
The new album from Slayer.
Pulled from the Vedanta.
Pulled from the Vedanta.
The Vedanta.
Satan.
The Vedanta. The Vedanta.
The Vedanta.
That's the boom boom room at the Vedanta. It's the Vedanta.
These rockers love to make up words.
So then Kylie is now in tears. She's like, anything can happen in paradise. I brought a dress for my engagement. She also brought an engagement dress. Baby Jess has her engagement dress. She's like, we are not on the same page. So she pulls Avon, who I love that our girl Cheyenne reminded us that he would not propose to Rachel. And that's, I forgot to.
Why did he say that to her face?
He should have.
And like, if you remember, I wasn't ready.
And that's why we broke up. And she's like, how are you feeling? And he's like, he was so logical. He's like, yeah. Why is it engagement specifically? Why can't I just tell you that I don't want to leave here without you? And she's like, it sucks, but whatever. And she's like, when are you even going to be ready? He's almost 30. I'm like, you've known him for, that's so young. Yeah. And you've known him for 4 days.
Yeah, like it's a red flag that you haven't engaged to someone you've known for 6.5 hours.
Yeah, and you're 29. Yeah. So that's a real red flag. And she's like, and then he's like, she goes, I feel like I'm holding on to false hope. So pouty. She's like, he said, I didn't know that you wanted it so badly. And then he pouts and he storms off and he's like, I'm going to bed. I don't love a storm off.
No. I don't either. He should have. But I mean, also, like, he's trying to reason with her and she just cannot be reasoned
with.
She's not listening. She is just like, unless you put a ring on my finger, I am going to cry for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And I think because she's so pretty, it's probably worked like in the past. Yeah. And it's like, you can't cry your way to it. Do you really want to get engaged to somebody that you had to cry your way to force them to propose?
Right? I mean, it's crazy.
Doug.
What?
Can I cry my way to an engagement with you tomorrow night at my birthday party?
You could try, but...
And I'll go, it's my birthday.
I'll just be like, get back out on that dance floor.
I'll go, okay. Okay. She goes, I want an engagement. I know it's him. Oh, my God. And he goes, it's always about the fucking ring. He's getting a little feisty. Did you think he was too heated, Mikey?
No. Don't think he was too heated at all. I think he was logical. I think his major concern right now is whether his legs, both their legs, will work at the end of the show because they've been laying on a daybed for
they've been
4 weeks and they've been totally atrophied.
They're like Willy Wonka's grandparents. Just not tonight. I'm palooped.
I'll be at the Vajanta.
Oh my God.
Kylie goes, I'm sick to my stomach. Meanwhile, they wake up and Kenny and Mari, who I love, they do a fake wedding with Kenny and Mari. They got married in Puerto Rico, like a proper wedding. But they had this fake wedding where there's not even pretending to have any family members. So weird.
Mariachis.
Mariachis and the chefs in their chef's hat. Sweaty Jesse Palmer coming down. And she's like, this, Kylie goes, this is a hard day. She goes, wait a minute, Blake's here? After she ran out, going, Blakey, but I'm asking you, don't go. It's me. Don't go. I was like, if I was Avon, I wouldn't really want to watch that back.
I called it, though. I was like, I bet you, because I noticed Blake was talking to a lot of the women.
Yeah.
So I was like, he's a good sounding board. He's good.
But it's horny. It was horny, though.
But then we saw it wasn't horny, though.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I didn't think so this episode.
Hers was so horny. They pulled him up from the Vedanta because you could see
it
her
shimmy. It felt like it was going to be horny. And I thought, well, this woman's really out of control. But Katie's right. She was just... She really did just use him as a sounding board.
I think sounding board,
and the show
also
just used him as, you know.
Pulled from the
Vajanta. This is a boring episode, so at least trot Blake out.
I really felt like there was, do you feel like there was some horniness there, Mikey?
On whose part?
Kylie.
Kylie.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, I felt like Brandon? I just felt like he's a good listener.
I felt like she was horny.
No, she just wanted to whine to somebody who was hot
there.
Looking. She wanted a hot
and
guy.
And he'll sit
for sure.
there and he'll be like, okay, yeah. And
she
I think he
attention.
Does get good advice.
She wanted
he's
the
a
attention.
Person.
Yeah.
Do you think she was horny for him?
No, I agree with everything that's been said on the table. I also think what Doug made an earlier point about her creating stakes that didn't have to be there.
100%.
And Avon just trying to, you know, communicate to her in Morse code through blinking, like, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Let's just assume we met at a nightclub and we're just going to try it out for a couple weeks.
Also,
when we're done.
There's nothing less attractive than somebody pushing you into something you don't want to do.
Right.
Yeah. It makes you feel like, you know what, I don't, like, if somebody's... I get so rebellious and so independent that if somebody's trying to force me to do something, you will never see me again. Like... It's just like it's somebody's pushing you into it.
I think also Kylie is so affected by Blake and Jess and various people not working out because she's more comfortable in her relationship if it's all just a bunch of happy couples together.
Right.
Mm. And instead now she's seeing that, like, oh, all of these things that I thought were solid are falling apart. So what am I going to do with this guy?
Right.
We've both already got different friends.
Right.
We're not going to all leave here together.
Right.
Do you think Kylie and Blake would make a nice couple, though?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, he's horny. They used to have to, like, blur out, like, they did, like, an art project, and he got, like, such a boner that they had to put, like, a black bar over his pants. Like, he's, like, notoriously been, like, jerking off in the shower.
Now,
he was the guy that was like talking about jerking off in the shower like twice a day and the man shit. Like, he was known for being just horny, and he calmed down this season.
He's way more mature now.
This is like his seventh go around on this franchise. The first six, he was a dick parade. Right?
Well, also just moving from bachelorette to bachelorette because it was that chaotic season where there was multiple
Claire and Tayshia.
Yeah.
No, he was Katie. He was Katie.
And Katie,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'm
right.
I'm saying he would have
that's
married
right.
any of the three
that's
of
right.
them.
That's right. He did three.
Yeah.
And
given the chance.
That's right. Oh, my God. That's so right. Oh, my God. So then.
But not good enough to be the Bachelor.
Right.
No, strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's
really,
Canadian.
Really
do they not want a Canadian Bachelor?
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't want it.
They really like, he might have been too horny. They like really like, don't worry, America, he's not going to fuck your daughter. Like they were like slightly neutered leads.
Yes.
He might
he's an evil prince. He's got an element of evil prince.
Yeah, he's a little bit.
You have to be like a good prince.
He's gotten more handsome.
He has, and I mean, I like him because he does all this animal and wildlife conservation stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm a big fan of that. But I really liked him this season. I was like, oh, I hope he meets someone and, you know.
Well, I thought Mari and Kenny were really cute.
Same.
They were cute.
They really are in love.
And that they accepted, they loved each other for their flaws. They refused to give up. So this was all for Kylie and Avon. This whole thing, they pulled them from the Vedanta. They pulled Blake from the Vedanta. Everybody got put on ice for years at the Vedanta. And it was like, let's just go say like, yeah, don't give up. Just fight for it. It's, you're never going to be 100%. Just get engaged. Like, that's what this was. Let's fake a marriage. Let's. Who will agree to do this?
Who wants a free vacation?
Exactly. And so the more time together, the more I'm in love with you. Kylie's like, I feel numb. She was excited to see Blake. Blake at the rave reception was in short shorts. And the only thing that Will said was like, hide your dick, basically.
Yeah.
Anyway, hide your mouse.
What do you say? Is there
hide
a mouse
in the house? There's a mouse in the house and there's a rat. So, but when Kylie sat down with Blake, she hit him with her wand. You left me. I can't.
I feel like it's more of like a little sister thing.
Email us. Let us know.
Mm.
Email us. I would not want my girl.
I agree with Katie.
Oh, God.
I don't. I just think that she. I mean,
it was sort of like, my mind, it was a little bit of like, I hit the boy I like in school.
See, I think she can see him as an attractive guy, but the sexual attraction isn't there.
I don't think, I think really, there's a little
and
bit.
And he listens to her.
I think he's a backup plan.
He can
I think
sit
he's a backup
and
plan.
Listen to her.
He's plan B.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like removed from the situation, we're watching the future unfold, kind of.
What do you mean?
That they're going to, in San Diego, they're going to get together.
Oh. Yes!
As friends.
He's had two insights. He had that, and then he had Blake in the past Bachelorette. Mikey, very insightful. Meanwhile, Kylie goes, it just makes me feel like, am I enough? I'm anticipating rejection. It's like, yeah, you're enough. It's been 3 days. Like, this is no value system on you. There's no judgment on who you are as a person. So she's like, Avon goes, I am falling in love with you. I just need more time before I can take the next step. And she's like, the engagement just solidifies so many of things. And this just makes me have doubts. I'm disappointed. She was so desperate. It was brutal. It was brutal. What are you're buying tickets, Brendan. What are you buying tickets for?
Well, it's the Cruel World Festival that's coming up in Pasadena in the summer of 2024. And it's an incredible lineup of some of the classic Gen X new wave bands. Those bands that we listened to when we were in high school. Duran Duran, Blondie, The Stranglers, The Alarm. Interpol's going to be playing. Who else? Adamant, Simple Minds. It's going to be a lot of fun.
There you go.
They do it every
one
year.
Night in one city?
One night in one city.
What city?
One night.
Pasadena.
One city.
Fun.
Pasadena, California welcomes the Cruel World Festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
There
Who
you
named
go.
It that?
That is a phenomenal question, and I
Baby
do not
Jess.
Know the
answer.
Segue.
Okay, here we are. So she's like, so basically, they're like, Jordan and Mercedes felt no sparks. People are like, people are dropping like flies. This is when people start acting like, oh my God, guys, what's happening? They're dropping like flies.
Nobody needs to fight for a rose. That's what's happening.
Paradise is over. So then they're like, okay, well, guys, it's time. Are you going to leave here spending the night as like, and then possibly getting engaged? Or are you going to break up or leave? Basically, are you spending the night and going to Neil Lane, who we didn't see? Katie.
Yeah, I know.
Poor Neil Lane.
And we didn't see him during Golden either.
I know, it was wild. We saw him in the audience, but so Aaron's like, fantasy suite or go. Aaron says to Eliza, let's do this. Let's do this to the engagement. She's like, uh-huh. Kylie and Avon, she's like, if you're so sure about me, what's the disconnect? I'm embarrassed. I felt safe with you. But, like, it bothers me that you can't have an open mind. You were willing to do an engagement as fantasy with Rachel. Not true. And then he goes, if we don't get engaged, are we done? She goes, I know it's you. And then he's like, how is that not enough? I want to go start a life with you. I want to be in a relationship. She's like, okay, I don't want to lose you. I can't. Could you?
She's too pretty. She got her bluff called.
She's too pretty.
She was, you know, she was acting like that was it. He had to get do the engagement. Didn't work. So let's just, what else has she got?
Yeah.
And, you know, either way, they were going to leave the island and date.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're going to do. Just go date and see how that works.
I mean.
If I'm Avon, I'm thinking in this conversation, just based on her attitude, that it's just not going to work at all, the dating.
Yeah. Right. It could have really backfired on her, and he could have just been like, forget you completely.
Me too.
But I think he wants to come off like a good guy, so he can't really break it off with her just yet.
Mikey.
You do forget the psychological thing that happens about living out of sandals for 4 weeks. And assuming that you need to sort of like accomplish this thing before, you know, paradise ends or
whatever. They're
like
really goal oriented.
You're right.
Like,
You're right.
As opposed to just being like, wait, this is just like a wacky way that we met. And
right.
Like,
right.
And we're going to go back to San Diego tomorrow.
I mean, Doug and I met at a sandal, so that's how we became friends. We didn't have to push it farther.
I don't recall. I don't recall the details, but that sounds right.
At a sandals.
No.
Sandals Jamaica.
Sounds right.
Sandals Punta Mita.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if the Vedanta, has anyone been to the all-inclusive kind of like Mexico resort?
Yes, of course, obviously.
You've got the fake Italian.
Yes.
You've got the fake sushi.
Love.
You've got
I love
the
a buffet.
High-end steakhouse.
I love a buffet.
You like the buffet.
I love a buffet.
I wonder what the Vedanta, what the best one at the Vedanta is.
I bet they have an Italian one for the Americans.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all for Americans.
Should be a good tagline for Bachelor in Paradise is, I love a buffet.
Oh, my God. I love a buffet. I love a buffet. And that's really what this is. This is like horny people buffet. Hot people musical chairs.
Do you think they'll ever bring back that twist of just suddenly airlifting a bunch of the women out of there to the Vedanta?
That was a one and done. That was like Love Island one and done.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was mean. I forgot about that.
That really tore everybody apart.
So Kat and John Henry have decided to stay together. To stay and spend the night. Sam and Pete, okay. He was like,
Who?
Yeah, and he was like, you move me with your charisma and your
couple
aura.
Couple of sideline fun lovers.
Yeah.
Sam is funny to me. She's like the veteran hockey player that's been on like 20 teams like a 35-year career and is like, just gets brought in to
For a few episodes there, she was just sort of narrating the action. Like, they just go to her for describing what's happening.
When I was
happening.
On Canadian Bachelor season 2.
She could have also been like, Sam from Wardrobe. Like, down a girl.
We've got a fun gal that we found. That
she got an epic.
She was at the Vedanta and her husband left, so she just pulled
she's
her.
She's not shy.
She had at one point the most like epic Canadian sunburn. Did you see that?
She felt very Canadian.
That was
nasty sunburn.
So then he was like, I was wowed by you, by your charisma. I'd like to leave here with you. She's like, I owe you and myself honesty. We should. Just never, we have never gone farther. I am absolutely have so clear that it is not right for me to leave here with you. I absolutely feel no spark. There is no wavering that I will ever leave here with you.
There was no any editing mislead in this entire conversation whatsoever.
No.
What an uncalled for, like, why would she
be so harsh?
There's no reason for it. Just
no,
like,
be a little kind.
We had fun.
Yeah,
be a little. She was like
it's her last time ever on one of these things. They're taking her straight to a home.
In the hidden hills.
The whole, I got to go out in a blaze of something.
You're also like, can't you just be kind and be like, we had a good
run? Wasn't she having fun with that guy? Like, what? Was there ever any friction?
She's like, I hate you. I fucking hate you. I've hated you since I hooked up with you. I needed it to keep my visa. Like, but I hate you.
She knows how to extend a vacation.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did not want to go back to Canada.
90-day fiance.
It was just like brutal. It was just brutal. She was brutal. Meanwhile, so Olivia's excited. She wants to leave with Michael, the sea captain. And she's like, I am having feels. I feel all this stuff. I'm feeling feels with you. He's like, yeah, I'm a realist.
I got plenty of barnacles on my boat.
Our worlds are just in two different places. We are not leaving. I do not want to go to fantasy suites. Like, why not just go to fantasy
suites?
Yeah,
come on.
It's weird. And then she goes, and I respected her move. No hard feelings, but I don't want to sit here right now. And if I was a crier, I would cry. I felt badly for her.
Me too.
Yeah, because she keeps falling for it every time she gets into these guys who are in it just to be on TV and get another rose. And then
Toe-sucker Will should have stuck with her.
Yeah, it's weird, but she's
that feels so long ago.
Yeah,
the
but I think she could have been
him
a villain
falling in the pool.
If it wasn't for Kat, Olivia could have been a villain.
Yeah,
I think she just was able to ride the "I'll be mad at Kat, so I won't come off as the villain."
Can we discuss how long ago it feels like Will fell in the pool on the date?
Oh my God!
It feels like years ago.
So long ago.
Yeah, I mean that was my favorite part of the season.
She fell out of love with him the second that happened.
Yeah, the second he fell in the pool,
the magic
Kylie
was just ruined.
Is he hot?
No,
he looks sickly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Okay, so then
he looked like someone who would fall in a pool.
So then Kat and John Henry, she's like, you're the best man that has ever come into your life, into my life. I want to be with you outside of here. He's like, I'm down. And then Aaron and Eliza, it's like, I'm in love with you. Come here. And then they kiss. He's like, that was so sweet. She talks like a little girl when she's lying.
She really
when she's
does.
Lying, she yeah. goes like this. Oh my God, this, like you're giving me this. It's like she when she's lying, her voice goes up.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so now it's time for the like they're sitting, she's having a date with him. It's Aaron and Eliza. He's like, I know the engagement's coming up. She's like, that is the part that makes me very nervous. It scares me. I mean, like, I don't blame her. I would be nervous, too. I would not want to get engaged after 3 weeks at Sandals. But she's like, it scares me. I only want it to happen once. I am freaking out. I feel like he handled it well. And he was like, I want to protect you, and I want to love you how you want to be loved. And he's like, if you want to do the overnight, that's cool. That's a strong move to act like you don't care. And then she's like, okay. And then I want you to feel confident. She's like, I do. And then so that was a good move on his part to not pressure her.
Does everyone feel like he's had a character renaissance since The Bachelorette?
No. He's the same guy to me.
Okay.
Katie, do you feel like he's the same guy?
Yeah, he seems the same. He's a little less annoying. Like, he's not doing the, like, let me play you a song.
Or let me pull the coin from behind your ear.
Okay.
That type of shit.
Or let me rat out somebody else for their behavior.
Yeah.
Like, he was one of those guys.
Yeah. Nobody did a rat out thing this season.
Well, yeah, nobody did.
No, there was a weird time when, like, Peter was dancing around behind that one guy that gets mad, the guy that broke the box.
The firefighter.
Aaron S.
The one in the ocean with Brayden.
He was being silly behind him while he was trying to talk to somebody, and that made him mad.
Right.
But that didn't really amount to much.
So then Aaron is on a date in the morning. He's in lavender pajamas and lavender slippers. The slippers, a man slipper.
Hey, man. I'm pro. Once I cross a certain age, I'm pro slipper.
I like a slipper.
I love a good memory foam slipper.
I love slippers. I have slippers.
I love slippers. I was just weird to see a man in like, it was almost like a mule. That. He had like a mule on.
I was just thinking the other day how I want a robe, and then I was like, oh, I'm old.
Oh, I love robes and slippers.
I was like, I'm old. I'm going to buy a robe, aren't I?
You don't already own a
I don't
I've
have
had
a robe.
People give you robes all the time.
My mom always wear a robe, so I always thought of it as like a robe.
I don't get the robe in bed move.
Oh God, no!
I'm
not. I have
not
purchased a robe ever, but I've been given robe. I've had robes and slippers around since I was
like a nice flannel robe. I'm very excited.
Oh, you're really going, Mom? Okay.
Yeah. Well, what kind of robe are you wearing?
I'll show
like
you
a terry cloth robe.
No,
like a silk robe.
I have a little cotton robe.
See, I want something warm because I'm cold.
I understand that. Well, Padgett gave me a
Padgett
fleece.
Padgett got me a robe.
Padgett gave me the robe.
Yeah,
I have the fleece cat robe. I wear that.
Wait, I have that robe. I put it with my winter blanket.
Yeah, I wear that.
I'm gonna wear that.
I wear that. That's the robe.
She gave me a bunny robe.
I have a cat robe from Padgett.
I'm so excited.
And it's fun because it's from Padgett.
I haven't taken out my winter blankets yet.
Yeah, you need.
So now I know I have.
That's your robe. Meanwhile, she goes, Eliza's freaking out. She's absolutely terrified. She's in a white dress. She's going to a beach. She's like, it's a lot. There's everything about her is like dragging her heels. She's like, she's walking to the beach and she goes, oh my God, oh God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh God, oh God. I'm just going to take it moment to moment. This is so for real. And he's like, from the moment you walk up, I thought I knew what love was. And then I saw how pretty you were. And I was like, that's love. You're so pretty. I love you. Like, and then he's like, you know, and I know you like to start your day with two eggs. Well done. No fruit platter. But once in a while, you like a mango smoothie. And she said, you are so right. At which point he goes, I called your mom. Oh. And
I'd be so mad. I'd be like, what?
I'd be like, it was such a kind of a smart manipulative move.
I asked her if you eat.
I asked her if you wanted the mango. It was a smart manipulative move because, like, he didn't say I got the blessing, but it's kind of implied. And he's like, I see where you get it. You know, she's proud of you. This all could be bullshit, but she's proud of you.
Like a psychic.
I know.
I love to get the tape, the recording of the call.
Don't you fucking know.
Exactly. Sorry, she thinks the most of you. And then when he got down on one knee, she squeals, yes. She's like, she goes, I am so serious. All the things. I just cannot. And then she's like, I didn't even know that I was going to say it. And then I just said it. And then lo and behold, it said they've hit some road bumps.
Yep. Yeah. Nothing to do with the, you know, TV cameras everywhere, feeling pressure to say yes.
Yes, the panic. You talk to my mom, all the things.
Being told by everybody there what a great couple they are. Because exactly. The other couples are very encouraging.
Last year being hated by America for saying no to Rodney. All of it.
Yeah, she's going through it. But, you know.
Good for her. Better to do that than not get engaged.
Give them the bad
news, not get married
soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah, we know who's ending it. There's no doubt who's ending it.
They can have an amicable breakup so they can continue their
Instagram. Is there financial motivation to
get to keep the ring.
Yeah.
Only if they're engaged for 2 years.
Someone said the rings are getting smaller. Is that true?
Oh, yes. I think that, I think, you know what? They've always been smaller on Paradise. If you're the lead of the show, you get a bigger ring.
It's no longer Neil Lane, it's Neil Path.
And they also like
Neil Alley.
They also used to get to go to Neil Lane and pick up. Yeah. He'd show you three. And you could pick
out.
Oh, he
used to show a whole thing.
Yeah, you could be like, I want the cushion cut. Yeah. He used to give you a choice.
Yeah.
How's your ticket sales going, Brendan?
Success. Taking a screenshot so I can send to my dear friend, John Ross Bowie. We are going to the Cruel World Festival. Thank you for participating
and
letting me do this.
You know,
is it general admission? Or do you have seats?
No, we're not. We're doing. It's all general admission, but they have different tiers.
Brendan, last time I went to a concert at Rose Bowl, they have like a shuttle. Or like a bus.
Oh, yeah.
Very easy.
That's the way to go. Always when you go to a concert.
You just park your own car there. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Kat and John Henry and Tweet of the Week. Guys, it's time for Bachelor in Paradise. Put on your monokinis and get ready to get an STD.
Arriba.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Any final things about Eliza and Aaron? I forgot to ask.
Predictions for the future?
She's gonna dump him if she hasn't already.
Do we know this? Because I did not spoil anything.
Well, it said
I did not go online.
It said at the very end that it's been rocky.
Yes.
When was Paradise?
Last summer.
June? I think it ends at like June.
Yeah. It ends in June, so it's been like 6 months.
They're done.
Right.
They're done.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
What do you think, Duke?
Yeah, I think they had to ride it out until now, and now they can just sort of, you know, go out there and say what happened. I don't know what their followings are like, though, really.
Or maybe Google. You could Google, like, what's happening. Okay, and then also, Kat and John Henry wake up. She's like, you don't even snore. He's like, you snore. And she was like, no, I do not even. And then she's like, oh, I love you. They were like, they're cute. She's a handful.
It's weird. He was an introvert and she's a handful.
They might work.
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, again, not to harp on how dumb they are, but I think it's like, you know what I mean? It's like their couple brain cells sort of are just like existing in a shared space, and there's so much space that it can work.
Yeah. You know what? I actually feel like they might work. I actually want them to work, which is insane.
I think like if she goes crazy, like crazy mode, he'll just be like, I don't know.
I'm going underwater.
Yeah, I'm going underwater.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be down here talking to the hull of a ship.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's so horny for her that like, and he had the tongue ring and stuff.
He jumped over her so fast.
She checks the box. What's the phrase? She checks whatever.
All of his boxes.
Yes.
She checks all his boxes.
She's like, skinny, hot.
Yeah.
Like,
I think Wounded Bird is one of those.
Yeah.
Wounded Bird 17, Runaway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, it's also like probably like fun and like exciting in bed. You know what I mean? I think that he's.
Well, that always comes with growing up in a group home.
Would probably tell other men, like while he's underwater welding, he knows that she's telling other men to fuck off. Like she'd be really rude to men in general if she had a husband.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. So then she goes, we find out. She goes, I would do this over and over and over again. I want to wake up to him every day. I'm that much more drawn to you. And he says to camera, my heart is telling me to get engaged. My head says, don't do it. Or my gut says, don't do it. So we know that going in. This is the only exciting part.
Everybody's always saying, trust your gut.
Yeah. Trust your butt.
You gotta trust it.
Trust your butt. So she was like, I am completely in love with you. Being with you feels like a love that can only happen once in a lifetime. I love you, John Henry, and I want a future with you. And he goes, that was sweet. This was the only bait and twist. This was exciting. He goes, look, I've always trusted my gut, and my gut says it's too soon. But then, like, what if this isn't real? But I'm following my heart, and I really am in love, and I'm not falling in love. I'm in love, and I love you. I love you too. No way we're engaged. They were actually kind of cute, and allegedly they're doing well.
They're kind of cute.
I cannot believe.
They match.
They match.
They match. They look like the high school couple that's still together in their early 30s. They really do.
Where do they live?
It's got to be San Diego. It said that they're moving. It said
Nashville or San Diego.
It said they're moving to San Diego.
Oh, okay. That, yeah, they are. They're going to be the king and queen of the San Diego 4th of July parade.
Oh, my God. Sure. The Grand Marshal.
Yeah, Grand Marshal.
Are we going to Comic-Con this year?
Oh, my God. We have to go.
So he posted a lot of photos of them together. John Henry did.
Ah. This this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he posted a ton of photos of them.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
So they seem happy together. Eliza and Aaron haven't posted photos together.
Ever.
But everything I'm reading says they are together.
Lies.
But it just seems not real.
Lies. Mm-hmm. Lies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Kat not have an Insta? Although he didn't tag Kat.
There's no way that he's just a ding dong. He's just a dummy.
Here she is. And she has posted.
How many followers does she have?
She's posted a lot of really cute photos with him. Oh my God, they're actually cute.
How many followers does she have?
Only 67,000.
That's what I'm saying. It's not quite the like. That's when I ask, how can people like? What do they do for money? Because it's not quite like the early days. You could really just quit your job for a year or two.
Yeah.
Right, that's the thing, is their job is trying to build this thing that's kind of got a good start, but it's not...
It's not what it
not
used to be.
Not the kind of number she needs to make money.
Yeah. All right. Well...
Well, now they can start their promotional appearances, though, right?
Yeah, oh, that's true. You can make
their,
money.
Go to Vegas.
You're right. You can
get a couple bucks to show up at the party.
Yeah, the towel,
right.
Whatever. That's actually a really good
point.
And
now there is a lot of reality shows where the point is that people were on previous reality shows.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of that.
But there's so many of them. You have to be a major villain or a major star. You know what I mean? Like, to cross promote, you have to be like the Cat. Cat could do it. Braden could do it. Braden is savvy to hook up with Mandrell.
Braden is savvy to go all the way up to San Francisco for Sketchfest.
Oh my God, I'm so
all the way up from San Diego. That's an extra 2 hours.
Can you believe it?
From LA.
Isn't that fun?
I don't know why he's putting himself into the situation.
Because he wants to meet you, Doug.
Braden, if you're listening, don't go.
Because he wants to meet you, Doug.
There's no way he knows who I am.
That's not true. Everybody knows who you are. You're the person who said, what the fuck are you doing with your life to Brendan?
I dressed up like my girlfriend to go see you do comedy at the old HBO workspace on Seward.
Well,
that's a good point.
You guys, we love when you review us. We got some new reviews. Here's our reviews. We have a really nice new one. 5 stars. Love this pod from Keely. This is my favorite Bachelor podcast. I don't have any friends who watch this show, so I love listening to the podcast each week as the team breaks down every moment the same way your friends would talk about it. I also love that each Bachelor show gets its own podcast episode. Thank you. We debated about
it was difficult to do.
It was just like also like... It's also like asking a lot because some people were only watching the Golden. Like a lot of people came in just for the Golden to be like, and you also have to watch this other franchise. It's like,
We put a lot of work into it because it was hard to schedule them all.
Yes. Oh, believe you me. So we really appreciate that review. 5 stars. Here's another one from Susie Champion, A Spark of Joy. Every time I listen, I always feel happier by the end of the episode. Who knew talking about reality TV could bring so much joy. Shout out to my fellow dead parent folks with daddy issues. That's an excellent review.
Yes.
That is it. You know what? I always feel in a better mood by the end of the podcast, and I'm glad that it translates. We love our listeners. We have the nicest. There were some, will you accept this, Rose fans that came to the live show that Brian and I did at the Elysian, the No Autographs Please. So like, we love you guys. We love to meet you guys. We love to hear from you guys. So in the interim, because we're going on break, leave us some reviews for the end of the year as iHeart, you know, looks at us and decides whether or not to pick us up. Just leave us some reviews. This is also our last podcast of the year. Katie, thank you so much for all of the work that you do, for shepherding this, for just being awesome. Doug, we love you as our captain.
Don't forget Dr. Banana.
I mean, Dr. Banana.
Dr. Banana.
She is the... Dr. Banana is just the patron saint of this, who's like... She's the wind beneath our wings. Brendan.
Yes.
You should listen to the Brando cast. You should listen to all of Doug's podcasts. Doug Loves Movies, Wide World of Doug, Doug's Getting Movie Doug Interruption, Getting Doug with High, Doug, It's Doug's, Doug O'Clock Somewhere.
Rocktails with Amit Zeppa, 855-601-ROCK, taking your phone calls.
Oh, neat.
All you former Volume
Mikey
maniacs
Campman, do you have any stand-up gigs coming up?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we have our show, our Sketch Fest show.
Let him say something.
What would you like to promote? How about where can people follow you?
On Instagram, Babyface Junkie.
Nice. Are you Baby Jess? Baby Jess Junkie?
Baby J Junkie.
Baby Jess Junkie.
Twitter. My Twitter is not good, so don't follow that.
Okay, great. So Babyface Junkie. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, would you like us to help us pick a tweet of the week? Here we go. All right, here we go. I'm going to say a few, and we're going to narrow it down to two. First one, Cheyenne Constant, Tracy Firecracker. I said it earlier, but I didn't want to not give her a chance. Kylie was so focused on the emoji flirting on IG, on Instagram, that she forgot that while he did do fantasy suites with Rachel, they broke up because he wasn't ready to get engaged by the end of the season. That's just facts, and
that's
I appreciate it.
Straight up facts. Really nailed it.
It is. This is from the watcher at Teletubbo. I was trying to figure out why Kat always wears insipid colors like brown and tan, and then I remembered her favorite color is beige.
Yeah, she really did admit that once.
She has the same swimsuit, and she had it like in five different colors. Mm-hmm. It was the one that like went across.
You know
what
that? That's mm-hmm. like a good American one.
Yeah.
This is from the watcher at Teletubbo. Nothing says, quote, stop calling me Baby Jess than more than building a sandcastle.
Very baby-like.
Here we go. Let's see. Cheyenne Constant, Trixie Firecracker. Hi, nice to meet you. So that ABC will pay for our wedding, will you group of this year's selected strangers come to our wedding? Jesse Palmer is officiating. It is exactly how I imagined this day as a child.
Was Wells even at the wedding?
Yeah, he was sitting in the front.
Oh, okay. Because he could officiate, couldn't he? Doesn't he? Isn't he one of those guys who knows how to do that?
Yes, he is.
This is from Sarah.
Dean and Kaylin.
Yeah.
This is from Sarah the Pearl. Where is it? Let the boom boom room come home from the wars. And then Cheyenne said, maybe they're saving it for married former contestants who want a break from their kids, which they did last year with Ashley I.
Right. That was so gross.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We need a place to fuck.
This is from Laura Jean Johnston. I only support this if it means Kat will no longer be a contestant in this franchise anymore.
Oh, way too much to hope for.
Yep. Here's another one. Here for the right reasons. Getting married on BIP is like going back to your college to get married in the middle of your senior English class and inviting the students to be your only guests. And then the teacher officiates and some of the lunch hall workers are also there.
Lunch hall workers.
Okay. And then this is from Tracy Williams at Vibe Palapa. I'd like to move this entire season to my spam folder. Thanks.
That's good. That's really
okay,
good.
Final one, Justin Paul Spade. John Henry strikes me as a guy who was born without a middle name or social security number.
That's pretty good too.
Okay, top two, I'm gonna say spam folder.
Spam folder.
And Home from the Wars?
Yeah, boom, boom, okay. Home from the Wars.
Okay, here we go. Sarah at Sarah the Pearl, where is it? Let the boom boom room come home from the wars. Or Tracy Williams at Vibe Palapa, I'd like to move this entire season to my spam folder. Thanks. Spam folder or home from the wars, Brendan?
Spam folder.
Yeah, I'm going spam folder.
Yeah, I'm anti-wars. Let's go spam.
Like spam.
Okay, oh my God. We have a new winner, Tracy Williams. You are the tweet of the week. Vibe Palapa. I'd like to move this entire season to my spam folder. Thanks. This is what a season.
Are we excited about
the wedding?
January.
Yes.
Oh, no, Joey.
I'm excited about Joey.
Does
he get ditched at the altar?
I think he does because like the way they were like, this has literally never happened. And it shows him just losing his mind. So like,
they already give us the ending or is it like a mean switcheroo?
It's got to be a mean switcheroo, but like, I don't know.
It's going to be
weird.
A sensitive season, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's just going to be sweet to everybody and it's just going to be,
for it.
You know, could go in any direction.
Are you going to watch, Mikey?
I will. I'm on the fence about it.
He's a good guy.
Bachelor's cool.
But now
that you're on the podcast,
don't you want to come play with us?
I do. I enjoy this part about it. Yeah.
So if you want to come, the entry fee is having
Is Joey? All right. I mean,
most people that watch the show these days are only doing it because they're on a podcast.
I'm definitely waiting on bated breath for the Golden Bachelorette.
Yes.
Reveal. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's gonna.
There's not been a reveal or anything.
No,
yet.
They haven't really announced anything, but they made it sound like it's happening.
I bet they'll announce it at the wedding.
Yeah. Mm. That's it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And is it gonna be someone from the cast?
Yeah. Obviously.
It has to be.
I mean, somebody was saying that Susan would be fun.
She would be great.
They should just have a group of women, and whoever catches the bouquet,
yes,
gets to be the next.
Oh my God! There will
be Kathy. It would be Kathy. There would be Kathy.
I had scratched her eyes.
Okay, I told you that my friend's mom was Kathy.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody, my friend knew Kathy's kid and knew Kathy. Like my friend was friends with Kathy's daughter, and said that Kathy's Kathy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
She is. Because
she's the zip it one. Kathy. She's the zip it one.
Yeah.
I think she is I think it's seamless from TV to real life.
Right.
I
could see that. Seems like she, everyone got along so well that you had to really be out there to stand out in the way that she did.
I mean, and that was my issue with Leslie, is that she didn't seem to bond with the other gals, and that she just moped when it wasn't her turn to have a one-on-one.
Right.
I never get picked. It's like, well, you just had the hot tub date.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a hot tub date. It's like a hot commode.
Yeah. It sure is.
Do you think it's the next best thing
to a hot commode.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll have like one guy on the Golden Bachelorette who's like 35
That'd
and just
be
loves
so
like
great.
Older. 70-year-old women?
That'd be so fucking great. Are you kidding me?
I really want to see this. Because the idea of a bunch of older men chasing around one woman just seems more like
so fun.
Too much of a mirror on society.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But I'm also chasing around an age-appropriate woman.
But it'd be like a dad joke off.
I can't wait.
Like oh my God,
they're going to be. I hope they
like
can.
Like, Gary didn't have to be that funny.
No, I hope that. But I hope that there's man friendships that are so cute that happen, like old man buddies making pals.
Nice.
I feel like there's going to be some. I wonder who the douche is going to be.
They'll go off and do their bucket list together before one of them dies.
I like that. I feel like the ladies are doing that right now.
Oh, yeah, they all seem to actually make friends.
They really did bond a lot.
Yeah, and I loved it.
Me too. Is there any final thing anybody wants to promote?
Oh, DougLovesMovies.com is where all my stuff is.
Okay. Well, thank you, iHeart, for having us on. We love being here. We'll be doing the wedding, and then we'll be doing... So listen, we're doing draft picks. We're doing draft picks live, and we did it once before. We're doing it at San Francisco Sketch Fest. It's me. It's Doug. It's Brayden. Maybe we can suck in Christina Mandrell. Aaron Foley. Dr. Banana, Katie, Jaquees, and my friend Lori. I just think it's going to be so fun, and we're going to do draft picks live on stage because it's going to be, we're doing it two nights before the premiere. Mm-hmm. We did a live draft picks once. It was so fun. The audience, we'll hand out paper and pencil for everybody to play along, and you can all do your scorecard as we go. And as a collective theater, we're going to pick out our top three, the villain, crazy, and the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, and here for the wrong reasons. It's going to be so great. Until next time, Brendan Smith, Mikey Campman, Doug Benson, Katie Levine, Dr. Banana, I'm Marta Marine. Thank you so much. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.